This is 90.1 WABE. I'm Amy Kiley. The University System of Georgia is about to appeal a court decision. It doesn't think certain immigrant students should be allowed to pay in-state tuition. This is the latest battle over the federal government's controversial DACA program. WABE's LEU reports.
DACA is shorthand for Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. It was created by President Obama for young people brought into the country legally as children, people like Ivan Morales. He's been in Georgia since he was seven and was thrilled when he found out this Tuesday that a Fulton County judge ruled DACA students like him can pay in-state tuition at Georgia's public colleges. The 22-year-old has been paying out-of-state rates at Georgia State's Perimeter College. The news meant he may be able to save thousands of dollars.
Honestly, I couldn't believe it, and it slowly started sinking in, and I was like, wow, this is one of the greatest moments of my life. Everything that we had fought so hard for, We accomplished the American dream.
He and nine other students sued the University System of Georgia last year. They argued they were entitled to in-state rates because the DACA program gives them lawful presence in the United States. Fulton County Judge Gail Tucson agreed. But the university system is standing by its current policy. It says DACA does not give these students lawful presence. The system's decision late Tuesday to appeal the ruling was a disappointment to Morales.
I think that everyone, our heads was high in the sky, and I think that kind of brought us down and made us realize that maybe this isn't over yet, that maybe there's still a long road to go.
Morales has been chipping away at his associate's degree in sports management for more than 2 years. For each class, he says he pays about $1,000. That's three times the cost of in-state tuition. He says he'd have his bachelor's degree by now if he could have paid in-state rates.
Yes.
On Wednesday, Morales went to go to register for classes at the Dunwoody campus. His account still says out-of-state tuition. He's not sure how long that'll be the case.
We know that we're one step closer, or we were closer than we were 3 years ago, to actually being granted in-state tuition.
But all of this could soon change, too, with the new president-elect. Donald Trump's plans for DACA aren't clear. During the campaign, he said he'd end the program. But after the election, Trump said he would, quote, work something out. Charles Cook, the attorney who represents the students, says he understands the window may be short for students to pay.
Obviously, lots of rumors flying in Washington, D.C. about what may happen with DACA kids.
Regardless of what the president-elect may do, State Senator Josh McCown wants to put the issue to rest in Georgia once and for all. McCown's been outspoken against illegal immigration. He's pushing a plan that would require students to have full legal status, not just legal presence, in order to pay in-state tuition. That legal status DACA students don't have. They only get permission to stay and work in the country temporarily. McCown says the line has to be drawn somewhere.
I believe finite taxpayer resources have to be husbanded in a way that favors people who have lawful status in the country.
The University System of Georgia says because it's appealing the court's ruling, nothing will change for now, meaning students like Morales still have to pay out-of-state rates. Attorney Charles Cook says he'll fight that.
Yesterday was a victory, which we should all celebrate. Now we have to work again to make sure our victory is preserved and it goes into effect.
Cook says he plans to take action so that during the court appeals, DACA students can pay in-state tuition now, even if it's only for a short while. LEU WABE News.